we should do is issue currency debt-free and base it on time unit of value, as Ithaca, New York has done for 20 years. It's something that we can do tomorrow. We don't have to wait for a vote. We don't have to wait for our kings. We don't have to be damn slaves anymore. Anymore. Do you hear me? This is the silver bullet to destroy the parasitic systems which have robbed us of our souls, which have robbed us of our will to resist. But I think it's time for the Republic to fight back. Right here, right now.
Yes, right here, right now. You're listening to Mountain Hours Revolution Radio. I am your host, Wayne Walton, broadcasting from the top of the Dredge Restaurant in downtown Breckenridge, Colorado. Breckenridge is one of the many beautiful Victorian towns in Summit County, where we have our own local usury-free currency system. What is great about this is that we have created this system. Now there are $17,000 equivalent in hours. That means 1,700 hours circulating, and there has been no debt created. Therefore, the system is sustainable. There's no exponentially compounding private debt, which envelops the people and basically takes all of their energy. And that is a very, very powerful thing. Well, we've got a great week ahead of us, got our guests lined up. And this morning, I wrote basically a note on my Facebook, and we're going to be talking about the deep questions for the truth movement. Can we evolve? Are we ready for activism 2.0? Activism 2.0 means that we aren't just protesting and, you know, challenging people that we already know are liars. What's the point of, you know, if Bill Clinton came to Breckenridge and we had a bunch of people expose that Bill Clinton or George Bush was a liar, what's the point? We know they're liars. They're politicians, right? By definition, they're liars, right? So why focus our energy on that? Why don't we, as Mr. Fuller says, this is the quote of the day, you never change things by fighting the existing reality. To change something, build a new model that makes the existing model obsolete. That's by Buckminster Fuller, and he's a visionary. Do look him up. I repeat, this is a very, very powerful quote, because once you focus on this, it will allow you to stop channeling your energies toward things that don't serve you, that waste your energy. So, again, you never change things by fighting the existing reality. To change something, build a new model that makes the existing model obsolete. Now, that is a revolutionary idea. So if your activism, if what you're doing is just all about, like if you're occupying is just fighting the existing reality. If you're a Tea Party protester, you're just protesting the existing reality. Are we capable of evolution? I know we are. Time to make it happen. Activism 2.0 when we come back.
For the real revolution, which is the evolution of the mind. If you seek, then you shall find that we all come from the divine. You dig what I'm saying? Now, if you take heed to the words of wisdom that are written on the walls of life, then universally we will stand, and divided we will fall, because life.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
That was former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan indicating that the Private for Profit International Federal Reserve, who is the creditor, which is presiding over the 1933 bankruptcy. That was the bankruptcy where all the people pledged their personal property, not just their gold. Many people are familiar with the gold confiscation executive order issued by Franklin Delano Roosevelt during the banking crisis of 1933. Well, the people borrowed gold and silver from the parasitic users, the international banking cabal. Gold was the international monetary system. Gold is an international system, just like the Federal Reserve is an international system. It's a system whereby a few people, by loaning money into circulation, it matters not whether it's gold, silver, paper, digits. If the money is loaned into circulation with usury over time, the exponentially compounding debt of the usurer will exceed the capacity of the people to produce. So they will try, and try as they may, they will be unable to keep up with the exponentially compounding debt. When that debt becomes unpayable, they go bankrupt. And when any entity goes into bankrupt, including a government, meaning the United States, which actually was a corporation at the time and still is, it goes into bankruptcy, and it's no longer sovereign. It's not making the decisions, just like any business here where you live. whether it's a corporation or government. And by the way, most of the governments which we believe to be governments are actually municipal corporations. Look up to see when yours was incorporated. I would have to look this up frequently when I was pulling permits. You would say, do you live in the city of Tampa or the unincorporated Hillsborough County? And what that means is, you know, the county is also incorporated, but the city of Tampa was incorporated. So anyway, the point is the sovereignty issue. And this is something that is inevitable whenever usury is permitted in any society. Eventually, those people will go bankrupt. They will lose their sovereignty by defaulting on the exponentially compounding debt. It matters not whether the currency is paper, gold, silver, digits, coconuts, or whatever. It matters not. So what we are doing here with this program is to try to explain the Hegelian dialect between big government or small government or constitutional government and socialism or capitalism versus socialism or capitalism versus communism or a constitutional republic and whatever. They are all Hegelian dialects, because regardless of which one you choose to pick, and I have my favorites, but regardless of which one you pick, if usury is permitted in that society, the usurer will become the sovereign. So if you pick communism, but the money is based upon whether it's gold, silver, paper, or digits, over time, that communist government will lose its sovereignty, and then that communist government will do some evil stuff on its own people, but it's not the government that's doing it, because the government is just there as patsies to take the fall, because the government can be transitory, but the power behind the throne, the power behind the throne, stays in power through generations. They can bequeath this power to their children, as the Rockefellers or the Warburgs or the Rothschilds do. This is how the game is played. And it's just a game for them. And they're winning. We're getting a little momentum, but we could really, really just make this a better game by just fixing the rules and focusing like a chess game. Rotate the board around and see how it is that they're controlling us. They control the message. They control these Hegelian dialects. They control our debate. What is the debate that they don't want us to talk about? Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? So, well, let me get to my post here on Facebook. Please do look me up on Wayne Walton on Facebook. Alternatively, I just do that where the crowds are at. You know what I mean? I'm on the radio, and I, you know, ultimately I'm not worried about privacy issues and those sorts of things. I believe if you act morally, it's God's job to worry. And you just, there's an expression that you march toward the sound of cannons when you're studying military history or military studies or in the military. March, like a, you know, normally it's glorified. Well, I'm not asking anybody to even pick up a gun. I'm not asking anybody to commit any violence. All I'm asking you to is find out where the concentration of power is in the money, and innovate that system. So that's what we're talking about with respect to innovating our activism. Here's my post. I think I could finish it before break. Yes, I can. Here we go. Deep questions for the truth movement. This is going to ruffle some feathers. Not everybody's going to like that, but that's what the truth does. I'm asking people to stand up. I'm voting for the people, individually themselves, for them, not to give their power away, to keep their power. Deep questions for the truth movement. Now is the time for activism 2.0, otherwise known as innovation. we were having this discussion 3 years from today, and you were looking back over those 3 years, what has to happen in your life, both personally and as an activist, for you to feel happy with your progress? Specifically, what dangers or challenges do you have now that need to be eliminated? What opportunities need to be captured, and what strengths need to be maximized? So project out into the future. 3 years from now, and you're looking back, it's 2015. You're looking back. In order for us to create a more abundant world, is that going to happen by occupying? If so, how long do we have to occupy for? How many people do we need to occupy with? Will we do it with protesting? How many people need to protest? How long do they need to protest? If we just post on Facebook, will that work? Right? Again, use the guide of Buckminster Fuller. I'll repeat that quote because it's a real, real good one. Please write this one down. You never change things by fighting the existing reality. To change something, build a new model that makes the existing model obsolete. Now, a good example I like to use repeatedly is the Sony Walkman. Remember those? I had one of those, I think, in high school. It played a cassette tape, and it was so cool because you can carry your music with you and go jogging, or go on a plane and play it, or wherever. That was cool. Like a boom box, but it was like your portable thing. Problem was, it was kind of bulky. Remember having one of those in skiing, like if you fall over, it would like knock the wind out of you because it would get up under your solar plexus and your, literally the thing was the size of, our phones now are smaller. It was a pretty good chunk of hardware. Anyway, Steve Jobs came along, and by the way, he thought differently, that he self-proclaims himself, that he used acid to think differently. The most innovative guy in the last century used an illegal substance to use his mind to expand possibilities, and the caption for the company is called Think Differently, for Apple, most innovative company around, right? So Apple created something called an iPod, just a little tiny version of this, it didn't have any moving parts. It was, you could put more info on it. They have them now. You can play videos on them and whatever. So anyway, Apple didn't need to protest Sony. It didn't need to start a protest group. Apple didn't need to go occupy Sony to get rid of the Walkman. It didn't need to protest vehemently. They didn't need to go challenge the former officials of Sony. They didn't have to have a vote. They didn't have to have a national vote persuading everybody that the Sony Walkman is inferior technology. Right? What did they do? They created a better product. People willingly chose to use. Well, why is Mountain Hours a better product than a Federal Reserve note? No interest. It's created locally by the producer instead of created by the parasite and used to harness and enslave the producers. It's not a top-down system. It's a bottom-up system. It's loaned. It can be loaned. Paying your mortgage instead of 30 years for the same payment. It's innovation. Be right back. War for the profit, bombs for the savior, false flags and erratic behavior, water full of chemicals, leaks all the nutrients, fill the sky up with toxic pollutants.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A 1-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way because we know it's right. Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on, cause it's gonna be using the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the Chili Peppers did, and the Funky Monks are here to repeal the deficit. It could be good if the people would come together, organize the streets in the hood. It's not a ghetto thing, yo, we're not gangsta. Those are devils fronting Wall Street Bangsters.
It's Wall Street Bangsters, right? So what did they do that so wrong? Obviously fraud. But at the basis of it, if we simply arrest those bankers for a symptom of the problem, if the system remains in place that fundamentally is built upon corruption, usury is a mathematic fraud that will confiscate all wealth. So if we just leave that system in place and just have another election and none of this changes. So we have to make the old system obsolete. People will gravitate toward the new system willingly, voluntarily. So I'm reading again. Again, this is called Deep Questions to the Truth Movement. Now is the time for Activism 2.0, otherwise known as innovation. If you want to challenge my assertions or my post, please do so. I do like the feedback. The call-in number, you can listen to this broadcast anytime. It's republicbroadcasting.org, Studio B, Mountain Hours Revolution Radio. You can listen over the phone at 970-817-5881. And if you wish to call in, please do. This is something that it makes you build your message in your own mind when you have to speak about it, when you just, you know, just post something that's one level, but when you call in and actually have to articulate a challenge or articulate a point, it makes you grow your mind. It makes you build. Don't just ingest, create thoughts, invent thoughts. Anyway, call in at 877-488-5350. And here we are again, reading. Will occupying, protesting, complaining, remaining divided, blaming, or challenging corrupt former officials, or a national vote help? I drew an allegory here. People are cells in the body politic, which is an organism. Cells have a DNA which sets up the rules for their interaction with one another as to how they exchange energy. If we view currency as social DNA, it is essential that it has rules which are mutually beneficial. Currently, that social DNA slash currency has a fundamental flaw called usury. Usury causes a malevolent relationship between the cells slash people. Energy, wealth, resources become aggregated, which benefits a very few cells slash people. This corrupted social DNA creates a cancer of exponentially compounding debt. The exponentially compounding debt consumes the resources of the cells to a degree which eventually destroys them. Usury is a terminal disease. The exponentially compounding debt of the user is a cancer. A new form of benevolent social DNA slash currency, I use those phrases interchangeable, social DNA and currency, a new form must be used. This social DNA will create mutually beneficial interactions without parasitism, domination, or centralization. Energy must be exchanged without leakage or coercion. A vote is like using chemo to fix the problem. Voting only works on the symptoms of the problem. It does not fix the fundamental flaws built into the system. Chemo does not fix the DNA of the cell. Alternatively, what if we all committed to creating a monetary reform revolution? What if we all focused on the social DNA? What if we all committed to creating a benevolent monetary system which allows the interchange of energy without parasitism, without coercion, without corruption? Would we not be fixing the original source code problem? At a very, very fundamental and basic level, every time a mortgage is formed, every time you sign a credit card receipt, new money is created. There is no risk to the central authority. That money is just invented when we sign the promissory note. A credit card slip is a promissory note. A mortgage deed, a promissory note, is the commitment. The problem is it's impossible for all of the borrowers to pay the debt. And that's the same whether that borrower is a government, a corporation, individual, business. We'll be back. Let's have this discussion. Do call in. By the war, the unclean, unseen, omnipresent force. There's more money owed than there is in circulation. That's how the elite covertly murder nation. Ever notice how the struggle never ends? The rising cost of living, now we're all running thin.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Hey, John, how come you've got a Garden of Eden, and my backyard looks like Dante's Inferno?
Could be any number of reasons. Where did you get your seeds?
I bought the 24 variety kit from one of those guys on the internet. Got a great deal, too.
Well, it may be that your seed isn't suited for this area.
Isn't it all the same?
Heck no, man. My bank came from Texas Ready. They offer regional seed banks so that you can be assured of getting seed that will grow in your area. Not only that, all of their seeds are fresh. You're not going to get some seed that's been sitting around in a freezer or warehouse for the last couple of years.
Oh, crap.
Friends, don't be lassoed into a seed bank that may not produce well in your area. Go to TexasReady.net and order a northern bank for growing zones 3 through 6 or a southern bank for zones 7 through 10. That's TexasReady.net. Live where you will, but be Texas Ready.
To live in pain and fear, we are here to offer our brothers and sisters peace so that they don't have to live in fear. And it's not done through coercion and force. It's by creating systems which provide abundance. Where I left off was here. We're talking about deep questions of the truth movement. Now is the time for activism 2.0, otherwise known as innovation. Currently, if you are one of the individuals who benefited from the corrupted social DNA system, meaning our existing monetary system, would you not finance all sorts of protest actions targeted at symptoms? Think like a chess player. Wouldn't you finance all factions? Wouldn't you do anything possible to distract, divide those who you enslaved? It would be essential that you offer some embarrassing truth to the people for your confidence men and women to use as bait. You have to introduce truth. You know, confidence men just don't lie all the time. They have to you know, offer 90% truth in order to create confidence that people trust them, and then betray them so that the existing system is maintained. Again, we have a system where billionaires or trillionaires who hire millionaires to keep us in poverty or in lack or scarcity. So why not use 9/11 truth details as bait? Why not sacrifice some of your puppets or pawns? Why not have the people waste their time challenging corrupt former officials? I know I would if it kept me in power behind the scenes. Take your motion away from these questions. Take your ego away. It's not about being right. It's about changing things for the better. Ultimately, we can be right, but if you end up being right and not creating abundance, what was the point? If the goal is abundance, why don't we focus on the abundance rather than being correct? Think like a chess player. Strategize. Can you play a strategy game from your opponent's point of view? Many are afraid of what they might find there. If you're afraid of what you might find by playing in your opponent's shoes, you should force yourself to go there. Think about these questions. If George Bush goes to jail, are you free? If a million people occupy Denver for a year, are they free? If everyone on the planet has been persuaded to believe that 9/11 is an inside job, is the planet free? If your favorite political figure is voted into office, are you free? What if all of the above occurred? Are you free? Wouldn't you trade all of the above to have a reorganization of the social DNA so that a benevolent currency emancipates all of the people and offers all of them abundance? We move in the direction of our most dominant thought. What if that thought is fear? What if that thought is revenge? What if that thought is to survive rather than to thrive? What if that thought is personal selfishness or ego rather than collective or involuntary evolution? Meaning, you know, we can all bunker down and survive for ourselves, but when we come out of our bunkers, we are still going to be under the same rules. Victory is a choice. We can choose to remain divided, unfocused, fearful, sycophantic, helpless, vengeful. Or we can choose to focus, problem solve, set goals with a timeline, test, cooperate, adapt, improvise, and overcome. We do not face difficult technical problems like flying to the moon. We can choose victory and achieve victory in a very short time. As fast as we get past our fearful egos, we can win in weeks or months, not years. Victory is as simple as changing the color of pieces of paper that we call them money, that currency whereby we exchange energy as the body politic. If we exchange energy in a way that creates a beneficial relationship for all of us, we will create abundance for all of us. This victory is a choice. We must create and not destroy. And finally, a repeat of that dominating quote, because it's a good one. I'll repeat it again. because it's a powerful, powerful quote. This applies to everything in your life. You put your energy into creating something better, regardless of that, whatever that particular problem is. You don't have to destroy anything. You never, this is by Buckminster Fuller once again, you never change things by fighting the existing reality. To change something, build a new model that makes the existing model obsolete. Now, apply that to Occupy. Apply that to the Tea Party. Apply that to any of the movements that are relying upon an election. None of them are even talking about this issue, you know? The only group that even talks about monetary reform generally is the Ron Paul Revolution. That's the only group. Obama's not talking about monetary reform. And ultimately, why wouldn't we want to have it? Why wouldn't we want to have a 10-year mortgage instead of a 30-year mortgage? Well, who is offering that? Name one individual on the national stage running for office as a spokesperson for the truth movement, as a monetary reform activist. I can't think of much of any save Mike Montaigne. I'm sure they're out there. There's lots of people in the usury free movement, but it's one thing to talk about. I've seen so many documentaries on monetary reform, but I've never. Somebody, please do call in. This is a great idea. Please call in and tell me a documentary on monetary reform, or any documentary that talks about 10-year mortgages instead of 30 for the same payment. Because that's something that provides abundance to all of the people. We all need shelter. It's on Maslow's hierarchy of needs. We need food, water, shelter, love, belonging, but we're going to need energy, transportation, communications, those sorts of things. But shelter is real high on the list, particularly up here in Summit County. One of the biggest problems here is many people cannot afford to live in this county, and they have to live out of town. And, but in the meantime, there's lots of work, there's foreclosed houses. There's lots of people with second and third houses, but many without their first. Well, what a great way to get people their first house. And maybe that should be one of the requisites that's just available to people for their first home. Because this is a benefit of the monetary system. And there'll still be free market competition because all the different businesses, the entities that loan these free money, they can loan it based upon a point system. So, prospectively, you'd have 10 points. That means $110,000 would be created for a $100,000 loan. $110,000 is created. $110,000 of debt is owed. $100,000 is distributed to the borrower. $5,000 goes for the loan originator and the brick-and-mortar banker. $5,000 could go toward social programs. Because in this system, there's no coercion. We support the nonviolence principle. That's a voluntarism. There's no initiation of violence. That means, you wouldn't want to force coercion in the form of income and property taxes, which are just symptoms of usury. So obviously we pay those things, and once the people recognize that those are flawed systems, they will vote and change that. But they'll do it locally. They'll do that locally. The sheriff will be elected by the local citizenry, and if immoral and fraudulent actions are perpetrated locally, the sheriff is the one who can intercede. In the exact same way, somebody on a jury, they can choose to plead not guilty, as a member of the jury. So they don't have to look at the facts of the case. They can look at the law itself. If that law is based upon something that does not support natural rights, then the law was never valid. The statute was never valid. So we are looking to innovate and create an abundant system for the people without violence. That's the goal, the end zone. Its stated purpose of this broadcast is to create that. No violence, no initiation of force, no subcontracting the initiation of force, a voluntary, benevolent monetary system that people choose to utilize because it provides abundance to them. And ultimately, as sovereign beings, we have a universal right to contract. If I want to, at my place, if I want to agree with the set up a contract where I want to pay the individual with coconuts, say, hey, you paint the side of my trailer, basically, and I'll pay you in 100 coconuts. That's a private agreement. We can agree to do that. Now, if that contract is based upon a fraud where it's impossible, that would be a whole other matter where coconuts do not exist. So that's where the enforcement of the contract comes into play. So what we want to do is recognize that we are at a very unique time in history, that this is the first time in human history where the people can interact with one another, and their technology is almost as evolved as the controllers at the top. That's a very, very powerful arrangement where, with the internet, it's generally a decentralized system where people can network among themselves and this freedom of information is now flowing. So we have the information. We understand that there is corruption. We understand that the so-called truth tellers aren't telling the truth. The so-called officials are not official. The so-called authorities have no authority. It was largely based on lies. Our entire banking system, the big banks with the tallest buildings, essentially the pyramids that we build for our masters. Each major city has the tallest buildings are insurance and bank buildings. They are all just franchisees of a larger system that has been centralized. All of that is based upon an underlying fraud where, number one, they act as if they have any risk at all. There's no risk to them. There is no risk. When you invent the money for a mortgage, verified by the Modern Money Mechanics publication of the Chicago Federal Reserve, they invent the funds. There's no risk to them. Why should they get paid 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, the amount of profit on the same deal as the guy who built and toiled, the producer who actually produced the house? actually produced the shelter. It all in a system that's unpayable for all borrowers. So we keep getting back to the same things, but we just want people to realize our time here on this planet is fleeting. It doesn't have to be in scarcity. It doesn't have to be in pain. It doesn't have to be in fear. It doesn't have, it could be in cooperation rather than in competition with our brothers and sisters. That competition is a symptom of usury. We'll be right back. False flags and erratic behavior. Water full of chemicals, leaked all our nutrients. Fill the sky up with toxic. War for the profit, bombs for the savior. False flags and erratic behavior. Water full of chemicals, leaked all our nutrients. Fill the sky up with toxic pollutants. The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or REBA is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or REBA is void as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal Debt Jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurer's liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the Jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock, the Truth Hammer, and Mountain Hours. Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012 via MountainHours.com. The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or REBA is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or REBA is void as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal Debt Jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurer's liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the Jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock, the Truth Hammer, and Mountain Out.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
They are the sovereigns. The parasitic usurer will always become the sovereign. It doesn't matter if you have anarchy, socialism, fascism, communism, even volunteerism. We can volunteer for our own servitude. If we voluntarily utilize a monetary system based upon usury, over time, all of the wealth will be aggregated. the exponentially compounding debt created will make it impossible for the people to pay. They will default and give up their assets, give up their collateral, give up their sovereignty. And this is how it works. It's a game. And in the next hour, we're going to be talking about this game. What if we made this? I was watching some good videos over the weekend talking about what if we tried to solve the world's problems by using games. And if we incentivize that, you know how you earn points in different games. Well, what if the points that you earn are currency? What if there are actual real money that your activism earns you real money that you can spend in real places? And so once again, what the mind can conceive and believe it can achieve. So the controllers have basically, by controlling the monetary system, they are able to script out the future. So what if we use that same mindset, you know, move forward? How is it that we can design things and create a system that offers us abundance? And how can we get people interested to participate in this system and incentivize their participation? This is all doable. Let's do it. Let's have a conversation about it. Let's put our thinking caps on. Let's be creative. Let's stop protesting only. Protesting without a plan is a waste of time. Right? We have to delve more deeply into this, else we will be in the same circumstance that we're in right now. It's essential for us to grow and eat. And that's what this entire topic is about, is bringing up this idea, this notion, it's time for activism 2.0. Activism within the realm of creating new and innovative systems. Be the change. Complaining in public is not being the change. That's the whole idea, is be the change. Create the benevolent systems that you and your brothers and sisters can participate in so that we all are able to have peace. Right? That's what all of us want. We all just want peace of mind.
Look at my furrows of worry. Look at my big bank account and my family.
We'll be right back.
This has to be real. It's just a ride. But we always kill those good guys who try and tell us that. You ever notice that? And let the demons run amok? But it doesn't matter because it's just a ride. And we can change it anytime we want. It's only a choice. No effort, no work, no job, no savings of money. A choice right now between fear and love. The eyes of fear want you to put bigger locks on your door, buy guns, close yourself off. The eyes of love instead see all of us as...
Are you against gay marriage, against abortion, against unjust and unnecessary wars, and the government running...